Everybody, welcome back to Wicked Good Sports. This is once again our new segment called The Way West Stand, where we cover Arsenal. Rhett Conway is our host. Rhett, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. Doing absolutely great. Yes. London's still red.
Yeah, so we're covering the latest match, the North London, and it's Derby, right? Spelled Derby for us, derby, you know, Americans, but pronounced Derby. Where Arsenal scored a 3-1 victory. Rhett, what did you see out there?
I saw two very good teams. I saw two very different teams. And I saw a maturity from Arsenal that you don't normally see.
Right.
And last year we won 3-1 in this fixture, but that was a very quick kind of three goals on the rip, I think within 30 minutes, and then we kind of held on. This time I saw a very well-disciplined Arsenal side. I think that they kept their shape really well. You know, we're learning on this channel. So you have your formations, and as your formations get built, it's basically the goalie's always a goalie, and then you have 10 other players in the field. You go from defense to attacking. So we like to do a 4-2-3-1, where we have our two center backs or two fullbacks going into two holding midfielders, attackers, and then the striker. Spurs has been doing, it's kind of a 3-4-3, but in practice it's very much kind of a five at the back, and you could really see that for a lot of the game. Spurs, whenever Arsenal had the ball, had 7 to 8 guys in the box, which is unheard of. I mean, I was looking at them like, they got 14 guys in the field. I don't even know how they're doing this. There's so many. And Arsenal spent a lot of time. Tifo did a wonderful video on it if you want to get more into it. But Arsenal did a wonderful job passing around the box again and again and again until you finally found the opening. And that's how we got the first goal. They gave Thomas Partey just way, way, way too much space. I understand he's a center defensive mid. I understand he's not known for that goal. But there wasn't anyone within 10 yards of him. He had all the time in the world to just slot it into the top corner, which was wonderful to see, by the way. Absolutely amazing.
So what are your thoughts on the penalty kick that, of course, led to the 1-1 tie at the intermission?
Well, it wouldn't be a North London derby without a Harry Kane penalty. I mean, that's just the way it is. One thing I will say, it was a defensive mistake on our end, but it didn't feel cheap. That was a penalty. I'm a little upset with Gabriel. I'm pretty upset with Xhaka. It's actually the only thing about him that I didn't like. He was the one who caused that penalty. That touch by him to bring it back into the middle of the box was just not good. But Gabriel he attacked from behind. He got anxious. He lunged at him. It was a penalty. Should have been a penalty. God, I hate watching Harry Kane score. It made the game feel very, very much more open than it actually was. I've recently just rewatched the game, and my feelings at the end of the first half, I remember texting you, I don't like how open this match is. I don't like how even it is. I don't like any of it. And then I rewatched it, and Gabriel Jesus said the same thing. He said that he thought that they were the better team, that they played better in the first half than the second half. And I went back, and I can kind of see it. We kept our shape very well. We had one or two counterattacks against us. Most of them came to nothing. The penalty happened, and the penalty was a very good build-up play by them, but it was also a defensive mistake by us.
Right.
And if you take away that defensive mistake, I think, you know, and it was defensive, but it was almost like that mental mistake. If you take away that one mental mistake, you know, this is a 3-0 victory, and they never really had another good shot on goal.
Right. Yeah, I mean, obviously it's unfortunate, but it is what it is. Penalties, they happen. I don't know much about soccer, obviously, but anytime there's a penalty kick, I'm always like, how do you even stop this? Like,
yes, you really usually guess.
Yeah.
You hope that the other guy screws up, and you hope that you guess.
Yeah, because it's just
harder now because they used to cheat and take a step off the line, which cuts down, makes the angle a lot tighter. Not that they were saving stuff all the time back then, but they have since really, really cut down on that to where if you do that as a goalie, they will make the kick be retaken.
Yeah.
So, no, it's, you got to guess. And as you can see, Hurricane knows that. He put it right down the middle because he knew that Ramsdale was going to pick a side. You know, sometimes you get lucky. There's no saving. You can't react to it. You can't. No.
I think that's probably one of the most difficult, like, spots in sports to be in, honestly. Like, you're totally on an island.
And... Yeah, yeah. But it's so difficult. It's almost to the point where, like, there's no pressure.
That's fair. No, yeah.
Need to save it. No one, all the pressure falls on the kick taker because he is expected to score always. Right. Always, always.
Yeah, I mean,
that and Harry Kane is the best of us.
Right.
He does. He's a phenomenal player. It kills me to say, but he's a phenomenal player. He doesn't mess up. The second he pointed at the penalty spot, he knew. Mm-hmm. Like, all right, it's a 1-1 game.
Right. All right, so we get into the second half, and in the 62nd minute, we get a red card on Emerson Royal. What are your thoughts on this card?
Well, two things. Number one, because nothing can be pronounced the way you think, it's Royale.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. My apologies, Mr. Royale.
I don't apologize to him. He did not play well. you could tell I initially thought, and everyone who was with me in the bar can attest that I said this, I did not think it was a red card.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was very, very harsh to give a red card in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
However, watching it back, by the letter of the law, it is a red
card. Right.
It's a dangerous tackle. It's a late tackle. He's never going to win the ball. There's never a chance of him winning the ball. It's high up on the ankle and it's with the studs.
Mm-hmm.
My problem doesn't so much come to that isn't a red card offense. My problem was that was the first card all game.
Right.
And I feel like there were several times, I was also saying this, there were several fouls I thought were getting a little bit like, you clearly were just trying to foul him type of fouls, which normally when you yell coming out and none of them happened. And I was getting to the point where I don't know where this ref's going to go because you haven't been disciplining anyone. And then to go straight red on that when nothing has become, I don't know. It didn't feel right. Yeah. Obviously I thought it was cosmic justice. I did not think that Rob Holding deserved to be sent off in the North London Derby fixture last year. So maybe this is evening from the football gods. I don't know, but I didn't think it was fair.
Hey, you know, but, I'm a big believer in the sports gods and their justice, so I can see that. Obviously, at the moment, it was 2-1. I mean, Gabriel Jesus scored the other goal. What'd you see on that?
We're gonna have to do this a lot. Jesus is Brazilian, and the Portuguese speaking people pronounce it Jesus.
Jesus. Okay. Gabriel Jesus. Oh, man. I thought there were only two options on that one. And then there's a third. I'll get this down. Give me a few episodes. I'll get the players' names down.
It's lots of learning. It's lots of learning. And don't learn off FIFA. They pronounce the names wrong half the
time. Oh, no.
The Jesus goal was great. It was such a good poacher's goal. It was. I put myself exactly where I need to be in the moment to get the rebound. He was helped an awful lot. You know, I think it was a mistake by Lloris to even let that goal in. It was definitely a mistake. I forget which center back it came off of. But hitting it back under your keeper, I mean, if Jesus wasn't there, there's a good chance that turns into an own goal. But the big thing from that goal was Saka. Bukayo Saka looked great all game. And that little spin, but that little turn that he does where he has that long looping shot over the goalkeeper – this is what it does. If it doesn't go in, a lot of times it ends up as a great little poacher's goal just off the rebound right there. I'm sure Chris talks about it all the time in hockey. Sometimes you're taking shots just for the rebound. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's what he was doing, but that's a great bonus.
Right.
Saka did such a good job with that. Martinelli, too, down the wings all game. They were getting double-teamed all game. They were opening things up. They were dribbling around guys. Both of them were amazing.
Mm-hmm. All right, and you're gonna have to help me with the final goal here, the goal scorer.
Granit Xhaka.
What? Xhaka. Okay. So this is obviously after the red card. They're playing a man up. Or I guess Tottenham's playing a man down would be a better way to say it.
Either one works.
Yeah, so in the 67th minute, he scores. And that one really seals it. At that point, with them playing down, it's a two-goal lead. I think you were probably like, this is over.
I think after that Jesus goal, the way Arsenal was controlling the match, the game is over.
Okay.
I really do. Then the red card came out. And then the Xhaka goal happened. And at that point, everyone knew what the score was going to be. You know, the question was, is it going to be 3-1 or 4-1? It was... At that point, everything was great. But that was another example of the Martinelli. Created a ton of space, brought defenders with him as he cut across the middle of the box. Xhaka takes it back into that space he just created, and then he can just slot it into goal. It was a wonderful, wonderful goal. It's so great to have Xhaka in that position. I love that the team can do that. He had to play such a holding midfield position where he's more defensive. Which is not where he belongs. He belongs more in this box-to-box midfielder role that we saw him in yesterday and the season. And just for him to have that goal-scoring ability up there, it's we have so many guys in the front that can just overlap each other and create goals like this. It was amazing to see.
Definitely. So other than that, you know, just not too much action afterwards. Is there anything else in the game that we haven't touched on that you wanted to coming into the episode?
So with every Arsenal match that he plays, we have to talk about William Saliba. He is so good. He is so strong. He's so sure-footed in the back. He is great on defense, and he's calm. He gets the ball, and he doesn't boot it. He gets the ball, and he just looks up and scans the field, and if someone's coming, he just takes one step to the side. He makes guys look silly. To have this out of a center back, he's so strong back there. And to be able to hold off all of the counterattacking that Tottenham would like to do because he is strong enough and quick enough to stay with their counterattack was just phenomenal. And the other thing is Harry Kane got away with another off. It was in the 75th minute against Gabriel. He was on the ground. Harry Kane dropped his foot. Didn't mean to, but ended up kicking him. I mean, they said on the they even caught it on the commentary. He gets away with this crap all the time. And that was awful to see.
Yeah.
But yeah, watching the game back, it was not nearly as open as I thought. And one thing that Spurs need, they can't feel good about this. Yes, they're great in the counter. It's no fun to watch because you have to absorb all the pressure, and then you have the counter. And as long as Son and Richarlison and Kane are all playing the way they can play, you're going to score goals. They scored a goal yesterday. They're going to score goals. But that's only on the counter. When it comes to their slow build-up play, it's like non-existent. It's absolutely atrocious. Every time they had the ball and we were able to reset on defense, I didn't – like, it was, okay, we're just going to do this until you give us the ball back because they had no creativity at all. And that's – that does not bode well for Tottenham fans going forward. Bodes great.
So. Yeah, so Arsenal, they maintain their lead atop the league. 21 points now. Man City, did they win today? Was that the game earlier?
It was a 6-3 win. Believe it or not, Manchester United actually won that second half. But it was brutal. It was 4-0 going into the half. Haaland looks unstoppable. Phil Foden looked very, very good. Finally, I have not really been a believer in him. I think a lot of people have been talking him up too much. He sure made me look stupid today. He looked really good.
Yeah, so Arsenal has 21 points. Man City has 20. And then Tottenham, they're down 17 points. So that's going to feel good. A little of a pad above them. Yeah, and I guess just it seemed like a good day of soccer. As far as a new fan, it was fun for me to watch.
It was great. The other thing that's huge, huge for us is Brighton and Liverpool drew, which means point apiece. Liverpool's now 10 points behind Man City, 11 points behind us. At this point, I don't know what the hell is wrong with them. It's not good. They should be up here with us. They really should. We have them on Sunday at the Emirates.
So we'll see.
It's going to be big. This is a game that we always lose in the past. But right now I'm thinking we're going to be all right.
Okay. Hey, that's definitely good.
And then on Thursday we have FK Bodø/Glimt in the Europa League. They're a Norwegian team. We have them at home, thank God, because when we play them away, we have to go into the Arctic Circle. Mm-hmm. That is how far north they are. But yeah, we got Europa League on Thursday. We got Liverpool at home on Sunday. Exciting week. We beat Tottenham and Liverpool within a week. That'll be great. We got a crazy October coming up. There's 9 games, 8 more after this now. Wow.
And that's kind of like because of the World Cup, they got to truncate it right here.
World Cup, we're in Europa. So normally the Europa League matches are 6 total matches, normally over 12 weeks. Now they're being down into 8 weeks.
Mm.
So that's Thursday, because we're in Europa. Europa plays on Thursday. They give 2 days off, so Sunday. Thursday, Sunday, Thursday, Sunday, Thursday, Sunday. Until pretty much the World Cup happens. So,
you'll be seeing a lot of us, is what you're saying.
We'll be here a lot. Great for us, not great for the players. England is really, really going to struggle in the World Cup.
Mm-hmm.
They don't look good right now form-wise anyway. Mm-hmm. And pretty much every one of their players is going to be just in the ground. So we'll see what happens.
That'll be interesting when we cover the U.S. and UK match in the World Cup, and we flip and we're talking mad shit about the players that we're talking up here. But that'll be fun.
Yeah, we may need to have a R rating on that match commentary. I do not think I'm going to be happy that day.
No.
Man, we look awful.
Oh, man. That's on Thanksgiving or like the day after, right? Yeah.
Yeah, after Thanksgiving. I already told my parents, I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to the bars or wherever for Thanksgiving, but we got to leave because I got to be back.
Got to watch. Oh, man. All right. Anything you want to plug before we get on out of here?
Just keep an eye out for more show saving throw. We're recording again this week.
Yes. Oh, my God. I'm so excited. Should be a lot of fun. So, yeah, check out the main channel there. Actually, after this, I'm recording a video for the main channel, which is crazy because I haven't recorded one in months. I've been wrapped up with sports. What can you do? It's a year-round commitment when you're covering all these different leagues. So, subscribe to the main channel, youtube.com/wickedgoodeverything. This is youtube.com/wickedgoodsports. Check out our podcasting channel, Better Radio. I think we need 3 more subscribers to get to 100. Would really appreciate it if you could help us get there. We cover a lot of reality television there. Currently, Survivor is in season, so we're covering that. Just finished up our Big Brother coverage last week. You can follow the channel on Twitter at WickedGoodSport or WG Everything, Instagram WickedGoodEverything, Twitch at twitch.tv/WickedGoodEverything, and on TikTok, search WickedGoodSports, search WickedGoodEverything. Rhett, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Brian.
We'll see you all in the next one.